Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at WGN.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:41 a.m. Friday, June 18th. It was stormy in Chicago. I was working the early morning shift on radio station WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. Lieutenant, good morning.
Good morning.
We say, you take a bite out of crime, but when you're here, you take a bite out of various foods for us.
Right. And answer that deep, abiding question. Where's lunch today?
You have dessert first this morning, huh? You're going to talk about a place to go. And this would be a Father's Day pick, I would think.
Well, yeah, and you know, even though everything's opening up and summertime's here in Chicago, what we missed all last year and what still hasn't started, that is, Chicago is known for its street festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think of when you go to street festivals, especially when you bring the kids, the funnel cakes?
Yep.
You know, I know Control Room Joe goes looking for the deep fried Twinkies.
Yeah, well, buddy.
this place here, the 26th Street Sugar Shack, has funnel cakes and funnel cake sundaes and everything all year round. It's at 630 West 26th Street, and this place you can walk up. They don't have an indoor; it's just a window.
Mm-hmm.
But you can walk up and get all those things that you normally would only get at street festivals around the city. You can get right there.
They actually have fried Twinkies on the menu?
Fried Twinkies, fried Oreos, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the funnel cakes that they make, and they'll put ice cream on them or drizzle them with chocolate or powdered sugar. And they also have ice cream and Italian ice, and you can mix them. Which, by the way, they didn't have root beer flavored Italian ice the day I was there. But let me explain something to you. If you ever get a chance, mixing vanilla ice cream with root beer Italian ice, it's like a root beer float.
Oh,
that never
perfect!
Knows. It is the best. So
that, I'm going to try that because you know I like my black cows. I got into an argument with somebody the other day about a black cow. He said the black cow is Coke and ice cream. Not root beer and ice cream.
No,
but he was from the South, so maybe
they're backward over there. You know, no, a black cow is root beer.
Yeah, around here it is.
And
yeah,
they also have a you can get the Dreamsicle, which is the ice cream with the orange soda.
That's good too. Although I must say, for ice, and a lot of places don't have the chocolate ice. I like that though too.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever tried it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So
that's like Yoo-hoo, frozen Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, is this place known for the funnel cakes, the fried Twinkies and Oreos, or the ice cream?
Well, they're more the funnel cakes. It seems like what's their big thing, and then everything else is sort of addition. I mean, they got a huge menu. They got, and they have all different kinds of funnel cakes, and you can put the sundaes right on the funnel cakes. They even have a sandwich that's like two donuts with ice cream in between them.
Well, that's good eating. The 26th Street Sugar Shack, 630 West 26th.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to the main course here momentarily. By the way, this whole place smells like freshly baked croissants morning.
Yeah, 26th Street Sugar Shack is not a place you can pick up something last night to bring it in. So since my son found out that I didn't have anything to bring in, he works at Aya Pastry, and they have this thing that I brought in special for Steve and Control Room Joe. I brought croissants in, different kinds, but they have these ones called Pigs in the Blanket that they have this weekend. You can walk up there at 1300 West Grand and get them. It's
sausage in there?
Croissant with a hot dog and jardinera baked into it.
Oh, man. All right, we got to get to commercial. Let's go.
We got to get a commercial break in here. Everybody wants to come in here now.
That's from Aya Pastry at 1300 on Grand. They sent that over.
All right, we'll get to the lieutenant's review of a great sounding diner in a moment here. I'll tell you something, Lieutenant. These are the largest croissants I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. I also realized I didn't mention my son's name. My son Nate.
Oh, you better do that.
Yeah. My son Nate works at Iowa Pastry. It's great having a son who can make croissants and beignets and fresh bread.
Yeah, that's
single, ladies.
Handy.
Nate Haynes, he's single.
All right. Yeah, you know, we give your email address out here for recommendations for restaurants, but you should do it now in case people have other things to email you about.
That's beatcopsguide@gmail.com. And I'll forward anything over to my son if you're looking for a good baker.
The main review you have for us, it sounds like you've been patrolling the South Side lately.
Well, yeah, I was in Pilsen this week. Last night I was working in the Austin district, just filling in. But, you know, and we had a nice, because when I work somewhere, I bring, you know, peace and joy. And
so it was quiet.
Yeah, it was nice and quiet in the Austin district last night.
We need you everywhere in the city, I think.
Just move me around. But I was in Pilsen this week at the Park View Diner at 2000 West 19th Street. And this was recommended by Detective Jonathan Janis. When he recommended it, he was a police officer, but he's now a detective and working on one of the summer mobile teams, I think. And
we thank him for his service.
Yep. And it's a great old place. It's like a diner. Remember the diners? There's not many of them anymore, where you walk in and it's like a U-shaped counter. Everything's a counter. There's no tables. So you sit at a counter and the people walk behind and it's like a U-shaped thing. It's pretty cool. And I walked in there and I was going to get a hot dog. And he said, well, listen, you know, we put the hot dog on a grill, so it's going to take a few minutes to get that snap. We like to do it, you know, real. So how about a cup of soup while you're waiting? You know, and I mean, it was just this whole thing. It's like they act like they knew me and I've never been there before. So
it's
it was
like
really
being at home.
Right. Yeah. And they have they have dogs and burgers and, you know, big steak fries and stuff, and they have a whole Mexican whole menu, and they're open for breakfast and lunch, but they have the hot dogs and the burgers are what I think that most of the people in the neighborhood talk about, what they're really good for.
The Park View Diner.
Yeah.
2000 West 19th.
And they have a different soup every day. I was there one day. The day I was there, I had chicken noodle soup. It was really good. Homemade soup. And there's a lady behind there, like, making everything, stirring the soup and everything. It was a great place. I mean, Pilsen's a great place to go. It's a really nice neighborhood there at, 2000 West, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, West 19th Street.
Sounds like the atmosphere in this place is really, really cool.
Yeah, it's right on the corner, and it was really nice. It was a nice little park across the street, so it was a beautiful beautiful neighborhood and great food. So
check it out, Parkview Diner, and we will get you the news at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, we have some restaurant and food news, and before we get to that, I know, Lieutenant, you want to talk about something that happened in the 16th Police District.
Yeah, you know, we rarely talk about crime on here, and rarely do I get affected, you know, personally by crime. But we had a little thing this week in the 16th District. We arrested a guy for abusing his dog. He was kicking his dog really bad. And when they took the dog down to the vet, we actually didn't think he was going to make it. But one of my fellow lieutenants, John Garrido, has a dog rescue foundation, and the vet managed to save the dog, and the foundation's paying the bills. And so this is kind of a neighborhood thing up on the Northwest Side, but if anybody's interested in helping out, they're trying to raise money for his vet, for Ollie. Ollie's the name of the dog.
Well, it sounds like they're doing some pretty good work.
Yeah, and he's got a fracture in his spine, and they're trying to get him back, so they're raising money for it. And if you go to GarridoStrayRescue.org, and it's GARRIDO, GarridoStrayRescue.org. And, I mean, aside from this, they rescue dogs all the time, all the city. I mean, it's to the point where we get people who find dogs and they're bringing them into our station because they know who he is. And we get them from all over the city sometimes, which we really, I mean, there's a process we have to go through, so we can't always take dogs from anywhere.
It's unbelievable what you guys see and what you deal with.
Yeah. And it's great when you can do something. John John and his wife Anya, they put this together, this foundation together a few years ago, and they do a lot of stuff like helping people get their dogs chipped, finding when people lose dogs, they go on Facebook. You can find a Garrido Stray Found Rescue on Facebook, and they will get dogs back to their families, and they do a great job. And this is a guy who, you know, he's a full time police officer, full time lawyer, and in his spare time he rescues dogs, and he's done a great job with it. So
I'm glad you mentioned this, because this is what you don't see on the news.
Right,
and
no.
Let me give that site again if you want more information, you want to help out. GarridoStrayRescue.org, G-A-R-R-I-D-O, GarridoStrayRescue.org, GarridoStrayRescue.org.
Yeah, and I think they're still looking for a foster home for Ollie, if anybody. Right now he can't walk, so it's a lot of work if you want to. But if you're looking for a dog that'll love you unconditionally, that's great.
Yeah, that's a sweet story. Restaurant news. Listen to this. Stan's Donuts Hyde Park location. It's a big new one opening this morning, and they've got a special promotion. Find the golden donut and win free donuts and coffee for life. And the first 100 customers who line up this morning, they open at 7 at the new store, 5225 South Harper Court, 5225 South Harper Court. First 100 get a free boxed donut and a T-shirt, and then one lucky box will have the golden donut.
Oh, did you hear that? I just saw a Steve-shaped hole appear in the door in the studio.
I'll be back later.
And I know you had on your list a couple of openings. You want to mention them real quick?
Yeah, Bitter Pops at 3357 North Lincoln just started serving food, one of which is called a spice bag. Steak fries with 5 Chinese spices. It looks fantastic.
All right.
I'm going to try that this weekend.
That's it. All right, Lieutenant. Keep everybody calm and spread your peace and love for Father's Day weekend, all right?
All right.
Talk to you next Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be careful out here.